it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Twin Hills near Bristol Bay.
I'm William Alupchik. I'm from Twin Hills, and I work in the council office as a grant writer. There's mountainous and hilly. You could say we're sort of a coastal village. You know, they do the arts and crafts, skin sewing, ivory carving, boat riding. A few other ways people can have a fun time. You know, if hunting itself is fun, or if you go out to seal hunt or out fishing or something, you know, sport fishing. It's close to trout fishing, salmon fishing, it's close to commercial fishing, it's close to the sea and to the land mammals here. Close to the ocean out here, you get, you know, walrus out there and seals. That's why I like it here. It's close to what I like to do. It's still cultural and, and modern at the same time. I would think most of the older groups, they speak the local Yupik language. Mix them or they talk them both, you know. And, we do have some crafts that go on. Like we do have a skin sewing class. The kids also learn from watching their parents or elders, like skin a fox, skin a beaver, or seal, and make seal oil or something. We normally have maybe a potluck once in a while or a public meeting, but we have potlucks at the school where we gather. But we do have at least one public meeting a year.
William Alutsik is a grant writer for the village of Twin Hills. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Dave Waldron, Ashley Snyder, and Annie Feit. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ann Bryce.